are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's get serious now. So parenting with Christian values involves integrating biblical principles into the upbringing of children. Today's discussion is meant to serve as a guide for parents seeking to integrate Christian values into their parenting approach. And let us now have this conversation here with my sister, Sister Mpatso, who's joining us. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zanelle. I'm good. How are you?
I am good, my sister. Don't worry. You, I won't get you a Shona husband. I know you're married.
I'm already blessed with a Malawian husband.
You know. Thank you so much for joining us and coming through to speak to us.
You're welcome.
Indeed. My sister, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, let us pray. Our kind and loving Father who art in heaven, we come before thy throne of grace this morning. Thank you so much, Father, for the opportunity that you have given us that we should talk more about parenting. Father, we pray that may you be with us, O God Jehovah. May you be with me and all the listeners. Help us, O God Jehovah, that in whatever that we're going to say, Father, we should lift your name high. Be with us, bless us, in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. So when we're speaking about all things, you know, parenting our children with Christian values, you know, how now, Sister Mpatso, do we establish a foundation of faith in our homes, you know, emphasizing a personal relationship with our children, a personal relationship with Christ to our children, because sometimes they don't see that, hi, oh, mommy, you know, mommy and God, there's something about God and mommy, but they don't see that. So how do we make sure, you know, that they have that foundation?
That's a good point to start from, Zanelle, because as you have said, emphasizing on the importance of having a personal relationship with Christ yourself as a parent, I think that's the most important thing, because, you know, children, they model what parents do. They model what parents are. So if they don't see that in their parents, in their mommy and dad, if they don't see us as parents having that personal relationship with God, you know, it'll be difficult for them even to have that personal relationship with God on themselves. So I think for me, what I value most is myself. Do I have a personal relationship with God as Mpatso? And for my husband, that's him as well. So I think the most important thing is we need to have that personal relationship with God as a parent. Mm. Then the children, they're going to model to us. They're going to model that, because they'll be able to see that in our mind. Mm. You know, it's difficult just to say that you need to do this, you need to do that. Mm. But for them, they don't want that. They want to see that in you.
Yes. And you know, you're very right saying that sometimes, not even sometimes, that the relationship, you know, should be about us first before we can show it to our children now. So we do have a lot of, you know, biblical principles that we live by, that, mm-hmm. you know, we have on our daily days. But now, how then now do we intentionally so, you know, add those into our daily teachings and conversations with our children? Because sometimes we say, yes, when you're at school, show your teachers respect. But us, as parents, we are not showing the children respect because we think we are old. So old people don't show respect, as an example, you know. But now, how do we show the biblical principles to our children on a daily basis?
I think the foundation, or the first point is what I've already alluded to, that us as a as parents, we need to show that first, in terms of maybe how do we talk to our kids, you know, how do we talk to our workers, you know, are we generous to people in need? So they need to see that in us first. But another thing that I also like to share is about being intentional as parents to be available for the kids. You know, sometimes we know the biblical values, we just want to teach them like the way, maybe just like a tick box, that you are supposed to do this, you are supposed to share, you know, you are just ticking a box. But I love the fact that I know we are in a busy world, but we need to be intentional to be available for our kids, in the sense that when we are available, we know what our children are going through, and we'll be able also to share now, to teach them the lessons that we want to teach them, because we are available. You know, it's easy that you are chatting with your kids. There's something that has come up. And for me, that's the right time to correct the child, not waiting to say that, okay, if maybe he does this, I'll wait and correct the child later. But when you're available, you notice something, you correct there, and you know how to correct if you're available. So let's also be intentional that we are available despite our busy schedules. And if anything comes up, we find a better way of correcting the child, of instilling the values right there.
Yes. So, you know, I've got, my three children, well, the older one, Shemi, thinks, you know, he's old now. But that's a different conversation. But the two younger ones, you know, every time I say, guys, it's time to go to sleep. Or the dad says, guys, it's now time to go to bed. You know what they say? They say, we did not pray. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, come quickly, let's pray. And even when the prayer, they're like, no, mommy, we did not read, you know, meaning that now I must make them read a particular verse, or in fact, now we're busy with creation. Like, what did God create on day one, you know? And then they answer. So they wanted that. We are able to foster that. But now, how do other parents now, you know, instill that sense of prayer? You know, a culture of prayer, a culture of dependence on God within the family. Because some children, Abazingeni, whilst other parents as well, also Nabo, they are not for that.
I think, as we have said, that's a good one. We need to instill the sense of prayer, or the culture of prayer. So that's why I think we always advocate for having that family worship, you know, and we need to instill that while they are young. You know that the first years of children, those are the very important stages in child development. You know, what is it that you are instilling in them? If you have introduced them to family worship while young, they will know that before we go to bed, we are supposed to read a verse, then pray, then we'll go to bed. The example is what you have just given. Another example I can give you of the example of my son. He's 12 years, he'll be 12 this year. I remember when he was younger, less than 5, he was used to that as well, having the family worship in the evening. But we also started having the family worship in the morning before all of us could go for work, even him go to school. We could have that family worship. But it happened that because of the busy schedules in the morning, it happened that us having family worship in the morning died down slowly. But he was the one to caution us, mommy, what has happened? We used to pray in the morning. What has changed now that we are no longer praying in the morning? You know, my husband and I just looked at each other and we were like, I think he's right. You know, so those are the values that, because we instilled at a young age, so he's growing with them. So let's try to instill these values at a young age. You know, I love to share the story of one of the women in the Bible that I love most is Jacobet, Moses' mother. You know, I try to look at Jacobet, the time that she spent with Moses, you know, taking care of Moses. Those few years, you know, she was able to instill the biblical principles in Moses within those few years that she had with Moses. So I look at that as parents, that's our responsibility, that within the first few years, up to like 12 years old, we need to instill the biblical values, because it's up to them. When they grow older, they'll still remember. If they want to depart from the word, that will be their own choices making. But us as parents, we have tried our best. So let's make sure that we create time and we try as much as possible to have those family worships as they are young.
Okay.
So that they grow in the world.
Yes. So what of the issue of, service and compassion? How now do we instill those, you know, in our children? Because, as you said, we are busy. Sometimes our children don't see us, for example, serving at church. They don't see us doing certain things at church. And now when we tell them, like, mom, my boy, please, whenever they're saying new visitors, help to circulate that book that we give them, they're like, hey, but I've not seen you do it. You know, why must I do it? So how now do we instill a sense of service and compassion?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, as you have said, they've never seen us doing it at church. But at least if we are available, we need to try as much as possible that once in a while, we can also save. But also, I love the fact, like, sometimes it's not just maybe being available or serving at church, but we can try as parents also to serve our neighbors, you know. We can try to prepare something, maybe a meal, or we can try to bake something and go to our neighbors, make sure we take our children along so that they should also see us doing it. I think for me, the most important thing is what I've said, that they need to observe us doing it as parents, not just us telling them, do this, but we can try to serve with them, even at church. If maybe they're refusing, we can try to go along, you know, to be with them. Maybe, you know, in our church, we have got our programs, like if it's Children's Sabbath, and they've been requested to serve maybe as a deacon or as a deaconess, and they're refusing. A parent, you can try to go along with your child.
Okay.
In that way, you are trying also to teach him or her how they're supposed to serve in church.
And I love that. I love that because now they will be able to see or to know this is, in fact, what mommy does, you know, every day, every Sabbath when she makes up, leaves the house at 6 o'clock.
She's to do you know, that. Like for me, Zane, at our house on every Sabbath, we cook the day before, but we cook more food on Sabbath.
Okay.
And my children have been asking me, why do we always have like potluck on Sabbath?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? We always have visitors at church and people can always come. But mom, we always do that. I was like, no, that's how I was brought up. And you also need to learn that on Sabbath, you need to have food for everyone.
People
should be free to come and eat at your house.
I love that. I love that, you know. So as we near the end, Mrs. Ampaso, in what ways now do we intentionally model Christ-like behavior for our children in the interactions with others and in challenging situations? Because, most of the time, we do have challenging situations. We do get into conflicts with people, you know, but how we handle it, you know, it says something to our children. So how then now do we show them that?
I love the word intentionally, that, you know, as we are saying that we are all sinners. We are not perfect, even as parents. We are not perfect. But I think for me is myself as a parent, that I need always to come before the Lord to ask for forgiveness and pray for grace and direction, honestly, so that he should give me wisdom on how I should raise the children, how I should raise my children in this world. Honestly, even for me as a parent, sometimes I look at how the world is going, like, am I raising my children in the right way? You know, am I doing the best of my capability, of my knowledge to raise my children? But I come before God and say, God, you know, these are your children. I'm surrendering them to you. You know how you want them to be brought up. And please look at me, your servant, you know. Mold me in the way that you want me to be molded, and so that I can instill the same values in my children, because I know on my own there's nothing that I can do. So it's also for us as parents, we need to depend on God and ask for direction from God.
You know, I've heard people saying that, you know, when you are doing your budget as parents, invite your children to sit with you, invite your children, you know, so that they know that in terms of, and also when you're teaching them issues of stewardship. So how then now do we teach them? Is that the way to go? Or other ways? I remember this past Sabbath, you know, when they were doing the announcements, there one elder stood up and did a tutorial on the envelope. You know, when you write here, this man is going here, you know, they did it. Like, no, there's also envelopes for children. And I remember taking, you know, three envelopes for my children. And after looking, I'm like, but I don't give my children money at all, you know, even the oldest one. So how is he going to tithe? Yeah, because there's issue with tithe, you know. And someone just looked at me like, Zanella, why are you complicating? And I'm like, no, but I'm being serious. You know, my children don't have money. They don't get money. So how are they going to give offering? So how do we go about that? And how do we teach them the value of or the gift of giving and returning tithe, even though they do not have their own money?
Yeah, I love that, you know, that children, we don't give them money sometimes. But you know that there are so many things that they can tithe, but also they can give. You know, for me, when I was introducing them to this topic of stewardship, you know, that time I remember my kids were also young, but we started looking at some of the things that they have. For example, like the clothes. We said that, you know what, you have got clothes. It's not all the time that we should give out the clothes that are torn or maybe that you have stopped wearing. But you can also try to take beautiful clothes that you have, good-looking clothes, and try to give out. So I looked at that and they were like, oh, I think you're right, mommy. It's like, yes, you can take the best of your clothes and try to give out. But when you're growing, you start maybe having money, like my firstborn now is in high school. I try that. Okay, I give you pocket money. Make sure that you take out the 10% and try to, you need to give back to God. Then he came back and asked me that, but you know, mommy, but you have already tithed the time that you are giving me that money. You had already tithed. So why should I tithe again? I was like, but that was me. Now it's up to
now
you.
It's you
to show the spirit. Yes, it's you. That are you giving back to God what your mommy has given you?
True.
So that's that. They will learn. So even for the younger one, sometimes maybe I try to give him money when maybe I didn't have much time to prepare food for him. I say that even the money that I've given you for you to buy food today, take out the 10%. Then you are going to tithe. So it can be like money, but sometimes for me, I also tried that clothes thing, which for me, I noticed that it worked more, especially like for kids, because we don't actually like give them money, but also just the act of giving, it cannot just be clothes, but sometimes maybe food as well, that you need to share your friends.
Yeah, I think I you know, sometimes, you know, Sister Mpatso, you know, I sit down and I'm like, but what are we doing? And sometimes I'm like, we've got this, you know, as parents, because I believe our parents, they face certain challenges when raising us, same as our grandparents and everything else in us. And sometimes when I look at us, I'm like, now, as parents of today, you know, we're competing with a lot of things. Social medias and all of these things, you know, and now there are a million ways to parent a child, your gentle parenting. I'm like, but our parents didn't go these things. But sometimes I look back and I'm like, my man, you know, we've got this, you know, we are doing our best, you know, in terms of what we are doing. And also when we are having these conversations, they actually do help us and look at me, wait, man, you've been struggling with this. So now, Guyavela, you know, you are doing something there. So thank you so much, Sister Mpatso, for coming through. Do you have any closing words for this one? And if not, please do pray for us.
Yeah, I think before I pray, I think the closing words from me to all parents is, let's trust and depend on God. But apart from that as well, we need to make sure that we are available for our children.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Our kind and loving Father, who art in heaven, we come before thy throne of grace once again this morning. Thank you so much, Father, for the conversation which we have had. Father, we are living in the last days, and Father, it's difficult for us to raise our children, but all we know that, Father, we depend on you, Father Jehovah, to help us to raise these children, oh God, for your kingdom. We pray for each and every parent, Father Jehovah, that is listening to the program and that are going to listen to this program later, that Father, may you be with them. May you give them wisdom on how they should handle their children. I know, Father, most of the parents, sometimes they may be frustrated. They might blame themselves on how their children have turned out to be, Father. But I pray that may you be with them. May you remove the fear, the doubts that they might have, oh God Jehovah. And may they know that you are with them. And Father, you are going to raise the children the way that you want to raise them. Be with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Mpatso, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.